room. Robot Beach 1, Robot Beach 2, Robot Beach 3, Matt Forkham, the real Robot Beach.
Well, the real Robot Beach, please stand up. Please stand up.
Every week they're singing. Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty fantastic. Happy Diablo 3, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. You know, I don't quite know who that woman is in that picture, but I thank her for the cake. It was delicious.
And so thoughtful.
Yeah.
Except I really think, and Ryan and I discussed this before the show, I think that the best girlfriend ever would either be there playing Diablo 3 with you or show up with a coffee mug that said, Happy Diablo 3, Ryan, because every good gamer knows that at 3 a.m. you don't need cake, you don't have time for that. You need coffee, because it's Diablo time.
Yeah, cake really isn't good gaming food, because if you can't grab a handful of it and put it in your mouth and go back to gaming right away, that's kind of messy.
You'd have to wash your hand. I mean,
well, yeah.
Otherwise, there'd just be icing everywhere, and then your keys would start to get stuck, and...
Yeah, that's not good. I mean...
Can't use your frost bolt when you've got icing all over your mouth.
Frosting bolt?
Oh!
Yeah. Thank you. I'll be here all night.
So, we actually have some Diablo 3 code talk. We have another one to give away tonight, so this is going to go to someone who is not listening live, but who sends us in some feedback. We would obviously prefer iTunes reviews because it allows us to become noteworthy and reach new listeners. But since that would make some people ineligible because you can only leave one review, we will accept any kind of feedback you want to send in as an entry. Stay tuned to the listener feedback section later on in the show to see who was lucky enough to win last week's codes.
Ooh.
I'm excited.
So am I. Let's just skip to the end.
Yeah, let's skip the entire show and just do listener feedback. Maybe we should have brought it to the front. Oh, no, that's too bizarre.
No, we have to make them listen to us talk for an hour first.
Oh, no one should have to do that. So, what we're playing this week, mostly it's Diablo 3, but Ryan, you have a quick note about Hero Academy before we get going?
Yes. I was curious, are you still playing Hero Academy?
I am still playing Hero Academy.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, for me, like, I kind of let it go for days, and... It's kind of sad because I was super into it, and now it's like, it's kind of like a chore. But once I go back into it and start playing, I do enjoy it. But it's just weird. It's kind of fallen off, and I was just curious if you are having the same issues.
It's fallen off slightly in that instead of, like, I mean, I used to play all day, every day, constantly. Like, as soon as I would have a new game notification pop up, then I would go and play that game. So for me, it's kind of like I play whenever I have time. So sometimes, you know, that'll be like on my coffee break and I'll play as many games as I can get through in the coffee break and do as many turns as possible and just keep pressing the next turn button or next game button. But yeah, so I mean, that means that I play like maybe 3 or 4 times a day instead of pretty much constantly. So, I mean, I've dropped off a little bit mostly because I don't make time for it the way I used to, but I still have people that I think I probably have 10 or 15 different people I have games going with right now that are on top of things and send me game requests all the time, so.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I just play when I remember. Like, I see it, I got like 15 pending games, so I'm like, oh man, I better get back into that. And when I do, I'm having fun, but I'm trying to think of what would bring me back in, like, I guess another team, but there's been
I was going to say another team. I really didn't particularly like the tribe upgrade because I bought all the teams, obviously, and the strategy with that, like, it's just, I don't know, I just don't like playing with them or playing against them. Like, nothing about them I find interesting or exciting. Not the same way. I mean, I thought the elves were awesome, I thought the dwarves were okay, and then the tribe was kind of meh. So I mean, like, I think they need to think of some other kind of team and they need to bring it in quickly. And then that'll get me back into wanting to play all the time. Because at first I thought it was just the learning curve of a new team in Hero Academy, but It's definitely not that, because I haven't warmed up to them, and I've tried playing with them, and I have a bunch of people I've played against, and I've tried, like, mixing the tribe up against, like, other teams. I've tried playing with them against the tribe, so, like, tribe-on-tribe matches, and I just don't like them. I find they are not very powerful.
Yeah. I mean, we should be due up for another team soon, right?
Like, seems like it's been a while, but that might just be because I don't like this team, so it feels longer than it's actually been.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping.
Mm-hmm. But I am still definitely enjoying it. And it's to the point now that Chad from the Citadel Cafe has started sending people that he's been playing against and losing to. He's like, you know who you should really play? You should go play GIS Gamer. So he's like, they're like his minions. He's sending after me. Because I keep getting all these game requests. And it's like, literally, I open the game request and there's a message, and I look at the message and it says, Master Corporal Doom sent me. And I was like, seriously? I need some minions.
Speaking of Chad, like, whatever happened to the hat for poop? Is that, did we win?
I don't know. Peyton just, like, I beat Peyton in our first match, and then the loser is supposed to start the second match, and he just totally forgot about the tournament. So, it just kind of died. But I'm pretty sure we were winning, and even if we weren't, I'm just going to declare us the winners because they're not here to deny that. So, yep, we won.
Well, I mean, I think Peyton's game fell off the board. Like, he didn't make a move for 14 days. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, like, what we should do is talk to the guys on TCC and see if we just want to move ahead to the next round and consider Peyton, what do you call it? Forfeit. Yeah, there we go. Sure. That's the word. Just see, I never do it, so I always forget that word.
You never forfeit?
Never.
You fight to the bitter end.
I do.
Okay, good. It's good to know.
Speaking of fighting to the bitter end, well, I guess not the bitter end, the bitter end of the first quarter. I beat the first boss in Darksiders over the weekend.
Yay.
Yes, I'm actually really having a good time with it. I find the more I play it, the more Zelda-ish it is. And that's good. It's not as, like, it doesn't telegraph things as much as Zelda does. And you don't have to do the targeting thing. And so it's not as, like, in your face, thou shalt hit this with this now. So I'm enjoying it more than I have. And plus, like, the combat and the action, it's just so much fun. Your sword is as big as you are. It's awesome. Not to mention you hack and slash things, and then there's blood and guts, it spurts everywhere, and very satisfying.
Yes, and you have this very deep voice.
Yes.
Which I will not attempt to...
You kind of already started.
Well, he's like really deep. Like, to do that would be to, like, tear your esophagus out and, like, beat yourself with it. It's that deep.
Nice. So, yeah, so I went into the first dungeon, and, oh, man, the animation on the gates is so cool. How they're, like, all kind of, like, these big closed stone gates, and they have, like, cemeteries and trees and stuff on top of them. And then you, like, have your big horn thing that you play, and then it, like, wakes them up, and they're these big stone golem guys. Oh, they're so cool. Every single time they start talking to me, I'm just like, yes. I am all powerful war.
Yeah, I remember the environments and the just the designs of the characters in that game were very cool.
They are really cool. All the, like, demon things. And the other thing I found is when you're wandering around in, like, the overworld kind of thing, there's still, like, it still kind of feels like a dungeon. It feels like something you have to explore. Like, I was walking to the cathedral, which is where the first boss was, and I'm just kind of walking through this kind of, like, cemetery thing. And then all of a sudden there's, like, this crypt that I can walk into. And there's something all blue and glowy down there. So I went down there. And it was like a mini boss fight. Just randomly in the middle of this overworld. And I was like, oh, cool! And then so, like, I killed a whole bunch of things and almost died. And I was just waving my arms around there. This is going to be a great video podcast, I tell you. So I was, like, killing all these dudes and stuff, and I almost died. And I was like, holy crap, this is, like, overworld stuff. The monsters here are supposed to be easy. So then, yeah, and I think I got, like, a little totem thing that you turn into the main demon dude for favors or whatever. Or not the main dude, but, you know, the guy that lets you teleport different places and stuff and sells you things?
I think so, yeah. I know who that is.
Yeah, so him, you can return, like, totems to him, and then he's like, oh, you found a thing that I was looking for, blah, blah, blah. Here's your reward. So, so yeah, that's what was in this random little crypt thing that I found. So, yeah, I'm having a whole lot of fun. I found that the dungeon in general was cool. I found the map a little bit confusing, but confusing was kind of good, because I find that, like, in Zelda, it's, like, level 1, level 2, level 3, you know? Like, it's too easy to follow. The one thing that I didn't like is, in the dungeon, you get this, like, four spiky... It looks like a really, really big ninja star.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can basically throw it at things, and it comes back to you like a boomerang. So you can throw it at things and hit them once, or you can charge it up, and then you throw it, and it sticks in them like a saw blade, and it goes like, and then like there's blood going whoosh everywhere. What?
I'm just picturing what you're doing when you make those sound effects.
Yeah, all of that.
You're going to need props when we do a video podcast.
I know. Who says I don't have props?
Oh, wow.
Maybe I have props right now.
You be careful. If you have a saw blade, make sure it's dull. You know, you're actually using a saw blade.
Okay. I don't want to actually make myself go all bleh.
No.
So, anyways, it sticks in them like a saw blade and looks like it's doing all this damage. But it doesn't actually really do damage, or if it does, it's not much. And you can't kill things with your saw blade. You have to, like there was this one monster that if you got close to him, he was all, like, poisoned and stuff. And I think it was, like, his blood was poisonous or something. So if it got on you, then it was, like, continuous draining of your health. So if you hit it from far away with the saw blade, it kind of, like, knocked all the poison stuff back, and then you could go in and hit it with your sword. Well, I was throwing my saw blade, and looking like it was doing all this damage, and I just kept throwing the saw blade, because I'm like, I don't want to get near this thing. And it was like 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, this is dumb. Why isn't this stupid thing dying? And then I went up and hit him with my sword once, and it was like, bleh. And I was like, really? And then it was the exact same in the boss battle. Except the boss battle was worse, because it was like this big, huge arena thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I threw my saw blade, and you kind of hit it, and then it gets kind of, like, knocked out, or not knocked out, but just kind of, like, stunned. And then so you have to run all the way across the arena to hit it with your sword, like, once, and then it wakes up, and if you're too close, it'll, like, smoosh you. And I was like, ugh, this is so frustrating, because then you have to, like, basically run in, get one hit with your sword, and run all the way back to the other side. But then this was another time that I didn't quite clue in. I hadn't clued in yet that my saw blade wasn't really doing any damage, because it looks like it is. So that was kind of frustrating. That was the only thing I found frustrating about my first dungeon. So, or my first big boss. So yeah, and the other thing is it would charge you, and then, you know, well, I don't know, it's been a while since you played the game, but you basically, you can get, like, an instant kill if the B button pops up. So, basically, you hit the B button, it goes into this cool cinematic, which is, I really like about the game. It's, like, a close-up shot, and you do some big, huge finishing move that usually involves a whole lot of blood. At one point, I ripped a dude's head off. Just for fun. And so, it gives you the B button over the boss head, and you basically go, if you time it right, you, like, pound her in the face and then do this, like, uppercut thing, and she goes flying. And then I just kept repeating that over and over again. It was like saw blade, she would charge, I would punch her in the face, she would go flying back, I would hit her with the saw blade again, and it was just like over and over and over. And I was like, I keep getting the killing move button and doing the killing move, but she's not dying. It's like, oh, this is so dumb. And then eventually I just hit her with the sword enough times, and I was like, how, between my killing move of Fists of Fury and my saw blade, am I not actually killing the boss? Like, how am I not doing any damage? And there's no health bars like there are in WoW or anything else, so you have no idea how much health the boss has left. So I was not a big fan of that.
Do you have to, like, do a contextual kill where, like, you have to kill them in a certain spot so they hit something, or is it just kind of like they have a health bar and you need to use your sword?
No, they just have a health bar and you need to use your sword. Yeah, that's apparently, like, the only actual weapon.
Mm.
So it's kind of dumb. I was not impressed. But, I mean, I beat it, and, I still had fun. It was just, it was a bit of a frustrating battle, and it took me, like, 3 or 4 times to beat her without dying, so.
Yeah, I don't recall, it's been a few years since I played that, but, like, yeah, I think maybe that was one of the complaints, was some of the boss battles were a little weird or cheap, I mm-hmm. guess. It sounds like you were able to beat it, but just, it was, like, tedious.
Yes. And, well, yeah, that's the thing, because even to get my sword hit in, it's like I could get one sword hit per, repetitive cycle. Mm. And so it took forever.
Well, yeah, that sucks. But, I mean, at least you're enjoying the overworld and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I am very... Well, I'm enjoying the whole game. Like I said, that's my only complaint, is that the saw blade weapon doesn't actually do damage like a weapon should, so...
Well, Jocelyn, everybody knows in Zelda, the boomerang doesn't hurt anybody. It just freezes them.
So. I know, but this isn't actually officially a Zelda game.
But it is heavily based. So.
And when you throw the boomerang in Zelda, there isn't blood spurting everywhere. It doesn't stick into something in the heart or something and go like...
Well, no, have you seen the curves on that boomerang in Zelda? It's like this plastic thing.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, if you're going to compare it to the boomerang, then I'm going to spurt blood in your general direction.
That's not... that. You should get that checked out.
But yes, I am really enjoying that. So, and then I also, after I beat the first boss, you take her still beating heart back to this one demon dude. And when you do that, he gives you the power to go into the big chaos mode again. So, because that was one of the powers that you lost at the beginning of the game. So now I'm this, like, big, fiery, wrathy, awesome thing, and I'm pretty sure I even have a whip, so I'm pretty excited to go back and play.
Have you played...
I might have to go now.
Okay. I can handle this. Have you played God of War at all?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. So that mode, that wrath mode, do you click on the sticks, I guess? Is that how you do it?
I think it's a button.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like the mode in God of War where you're, like... You basically go into fury mode, and all your attacks do, like, double damage and stuff. That's pretty neat. But, yeah, Darksiders 2, actually, just quickly, I picked it up 30% off. It's not even out yet, but I pre-purchased it.
I was going to say, how did you get it on sale when it's not even released?
Exactly. Dunaway, you know, he does his deals, right? And there was one for Darksiders 2, 30% off at Green Man Gaming. It's over now, but I picked it up, and... I've been watching trailers, and I'm pumped. And it's going to be a really good late summer game, so...
Yes, I'm really excited for it now, especially since I've gotten a little bit farther in Darksiders. I'm pretty pumped because, like, I was reading just the kind of synopsis of the second game, and I think it's going to be a really good story. Not that the first one doesn't have a good story. That's another thing that it does well. I mean, like, the combat is fun, and the graphics are awesome, and the design of all the characters is cool. Yeah, and then the story is there as well, so it's not just this, like, totally blah, boring thing.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see where the Darksiders 2 story fits, because it's like...
No spoilers, I still haven't gotten further than the first boss.
No, I was just going to say it's, like, parallel to the story. It's not a sequel. I'm pretty sure it takes place, like...
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah, which to me seems... I don't know. Kind of
I think the world is supposed to be something like 3 or 4 times bigger than the world in Darksiders.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be really interesting.
Well, I look forward to playing it when it eventually does come out.
Yes. So speaking of crazy demon type thingies, Diablo.
Sequel. Segway.
Yeah, it was until you point it out. You can't point it out.
Hey, everybody! Guess what? Jocelyn just segued from Darksiders to Diablo using demons as a reference. Now it's ruined.
Yeah, completely.
Yes.
So, how are you enjoying your Demon Hunter blah?
I know a lot of people have been complaining about the Demon Hunter, and I would agree with you, but once you hit, like, and start getting all the spells that come in, I was having a blast with the Demon Hunter.
Really?
Yeah.
So what level is your Demon Hunter?
She is level 29.
See, maybe that's because I think I got mine to about level 10.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so boring. Like, I talked about this when we first talked about Diablo 3 last week, is, like, my Demon Hunter was boring as shit. Like, just awful. It was just like arrow, not doing too much damage. Like I was always like I was ranged, obviously, and Joel was playing his monk, so he's right in the thick of it. So I hardly even see any of the battle, and then all I see coming from me is like arrow, which is just like a little dark stick flying across the screen. And I'm like, this is so boring. So
I can see it. I can see your argument, and I raise you, like I said, like once you get to like level 15 or so, you start getting these really cool spells. Like right now I'm rocking like the Bola shot, and it basically what it is it you shoot these like these balls on strings or something, and they wrap around the dude, and like the intro is like an explosion, like a timed explosion, and now it's like thunderballs, so when you hit them the balls explode and then shock everybody. And then you also get like chakrams, basically like saw blade discs, and you throw them and they like wave through the enemies, and you like they're cutting people and heads are flying off. And And then you start getting, like, evasion spells. So you have your traps. You obviously had your first trap, which was the... basically the stun trap, I think it is. And you get...
I don't even know if I got that far.
Oh, well, it's like the first defensive spell you get.
Oh, well, then I must have. Because, I got her up to at least 8, but I think 10.
Yeah, and you start getting more defensive spells. Like you get a vault spell, which is basically you jump from point to point. It's a good way to get in and out of the thick of things. And eventually you unlock a rune for the vault spell, which is basically action mode. So as you're vaulting, you're shooting arrows at everybody around you. So
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Like, again, you start getting these really cool spells. And then right now I'm rocking the third defensive spell, which is a escape shot. So you shoot a very high powered bolt, and if someone's close enough to you and you shoot, you'll like jump back after you shoot while leaving a trap. So you'll shoot and then the trap goes off.
Wow, aren't you talented?
Oh man, like I said, just as soon as you hit this certain level and start unlocking these spells, you start getting some really cool items. And there's like a fury mode where you just hold down the button and your dude's like doing a tornado arrow shot and just ripping people to shreds. Oh man, Demon Hunter gets better.
Yeah,
but you're
and
right. Slow
I
start.
Did hear that. I just, you know, like especially playing with Joel playing a monk. I mean, it was just fist of fury, awesomeness, right in your face, pow! And I'm like arrow. So, but then I switched to the wizard, and my wizard is so much fun. I just unlocked my lightning bolt spell, which is so cool. I basically just stand back and go, lightning bolts in your face! Yep.
That's awesome. I haven't tried a wizard yet. I'm so far just played a bit of the monk and the demon hunter.
Yeah, see now, and there, my wizard is obviously a ranged class as well, and I'm having a ton of fun with her. So it's completely just the animations and the combat of the demon hunter at the early levels that I really didn't enjoy. Whereas with the wizard, I mean, the first two or three spells you unlock, they're just tons of fun. Like, I mean, I'm throwing universes at people and freezing them where they stand, and you know, like, it's way better. I mean, and I don't know, maybe the wizard kind of levels off and, you know, they can't really get much better, because I know the upgrade to my universe throwing spell just makes the kind of center of the universe all red, and then it explodes with more power. And then like the frostbolt upgrade is just like it kind of pulses now, so the animations are so cool right at the beginning that they don't really change that much as you level, at least so far. I'm still only level 15, so we're falling behind. I know it's not due to lack of trying. Like, I was hoping to hit the end of Act 1 last night, but it didn't happen because Joel is playing on a Mac, and he has a 9400-something video card, a 9400M video card, maybe. He sent it to me late last night, and I can't remember now. But anyways, it's one of the, like, two video cards that they basically say, like, is supported, but not kind of thing. Like, they know it's an issue, and basically he is totally fine when we're anywhere that's like no weather effects, no smoke, and no fog. So basically out in that meadow.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, so as soon as we get somewhere where there's smoke or fire or any kind of particle, anything, which you cannot turn off, he has all his graphics settings set to either low, off. He has the, I think, like, low FX box checked, anti-aliasing off. Like, his graphics are awful. And he still looks like, to me, where all my stuff works fine, he looks like he's riding a skateboard. Like, that's how slow and janky his character is moving.
Huh.
And it's like, I can run from one end of the hall to the other, and he's gone, like, five steps. So then I have to stop, and then I have to wait, and then he catches up, and it's so frustrating, because, like, in combat and stuff, he presses a button, and something happens, and I see it happen on my end, but then on his end, nothing happens. So then he does it two or three times, and then he moves too far, or, you know, so it just, it's a very frustrating game experience, so I don't think we're going to play for a while, but...
It's a tough way to experience a video game.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's such a trooper for getting as far as we have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, it's frustrating. It's frustrating for me, too, because, like, you can't do anything. Like, the video card, basically, the video card needs new drivers, which my NVIDIA card did as well. Basically, they had a driver update specifically for Diablo 3. And they just didn't do it for the Mac. And I know Mac doesn't necessarily have, like, drivers per se, but, like, I don't have a Mac, so I don't know all the terminology. But, like, there is a little software update thingy that they just haven't created. So,
give it time. Blizzard's usually pretty good for supporting... But, I mean, yeah, they're usually pretty good for supporting their games on the Mac. And they may address it. But, like you said...
Well, and I mean, it's in their official support... post saying, like, these are the graphics cards that are supported, these are the graphics cards that are not supported, these are the graphics cards that we thought were going to be fine but turns out have a lot of issues, and there's two. There's the one that he has and one other one. So basically, that was the, oh shit, we thought that they were going to be supported and now all we're getting is complaints, so...
Oh.
It, like, I'm sure that it's on the list of things to fix, I just don't know how high up the list it is, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be fixed soon, but...
Hopefully. I mean, he seems to be enjoying the game, so...
Yeah, I mean, he wants to play all the time, but... I mean, every time we try to play together, it's just awful.
Mm.
Not because of the company. Totally because of the video game.
You're taking all his kills.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the other thing, too, is I hang back and try not to kill a whole bunch of things. And then I let him get in there, and then the next thing I know, everything is dead because he's just been, like, button mashing... And then I'm like, oh. And he's like, massacre, 17 monsters killed. And I'm like, damn it. I was trying to be nice.
The one thing I notice about this game and the skill sets, something you don't really realize in the early game, but as you, like, I've put maybe 20 hours into the game so far, and I know people who have put 60 hours into the game. And one thing you realize quickly is that every time you level up, you're unlocking two or three things. And that allows you to constantly go back and revisit, like, old spells that you didn't really like or didn't really use very much because you kind of grew accustomed to using a certain spell. And it just, it mixes things up. It's like, oh, I unlocked a new power-up for my vault. I guess I'll start using that again. And it constantly makes you rethink your strategy. And sometimes it's like, oh, that's stupid, and I switch back. But other times,
well, and then that's what we were having the most fun with, is, like, we'd sit there and open up all our spells and then be like, okay, well, if I use this, what do you have to help that? Or, you know, like, how does this help you in this? Like, it's this whole strategizing time that you just sit there when one of the two of you leveled up, kind of thing. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and achievements. Tons of achievements in this game.
Oh, my God. I kept, like, we were playing, all I kept seeing is, like... Ryan has unlocked a new achievement. Ryan has unlocked a new achievement. I'm like, that bastard.
There's tons of there's achievements for everything. And, like, there's an achievement for, like, doing crafting with your jewel sets and blah, 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 blah. And it almost, it encourages you to, like, replay the game over and over again. But I will advise people that they do not lock down achievements for spoilers. So, I mean, I look at the achievements and I'm like, they say, oh, kill so-and-so. Yeah, that's a spoiler, but it doesn't really affect me. You know, I kind of figured I'd be killing that dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to be careful. The campaign achievements in there are not locked down. So
if
you're an achievement whore, like me, and you want to go in there and look, okay, what do I have to do in this act to get all the achievements?
I totally thought you were just calling me a whore.
No. Achievement whore is a known term.
I know, but I thought you were going to say, if you're an achievement whore, like Jocelyn.
Well, are you?
Yes.
Okay, well then it's not an offense.
Have you been doing a show with me for the last, 8 months?
We're both achievement whores. Anyways, I'm going to stop throwing around the W word a bit.
Probably wise.
Yeah. But yeah, tons of achievements, and you're constantly unlocking them. But I have to keep stopping myself from going in there and looking at the different achievements, because there are definitely spoilers in there.
Yeah, Joel got one yesterday for following me around. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Because he got booted from the server, so I was like, oh, just use my banner and come find me. And then all of a sudden it pops up, it's like, Joel has unlocked an achievement, following me around, or something like whatever it's called. Yeah. At your beck and call, or something. And I was like, ha, 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 screenshot.
Has he been getting kicked off the server a lot? Have you experienced anything
like
that?
No, I think, I got booted once or twice, but I think it was my internet, because Skype went all weird and kicked me off the call, too, so I think it was on my end, so I've been kicked off once or twice, and I think he just got kicked off the once, but...
See, I'm starting to see the issue of being online only, because I am treating this as a single-player game until I beat the story, and then I'll probably go nuts with multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
But this afternoon I was playing, and I was doing a specific quest, and I'm late in the game. This was, mid-Act 3. There's a quest where you have to, find five things and do something, interact with them, basically, just to avoid spoilers. And I get to the third one, and I got disconnected.
Ugh.
So I reconnect, and it starts me at the very beginning of the map. So I'm like, oh, great, I have to do all that over again. So I do all that, and then I get to the fourth one. I get the fourth one, then I disconnect again, and I have to redo it. It took an hour to do this because the game kept disconnecting, and I'm like, really?
I feel like you're like some test rat or something. There's someone at Blizzard just like watching you play and going, and boot. How many times is he going to come back? And boot. Oh, he's coming back again,
yeah.
Sucker. Boot.
Well, the weird thing is, and again, I have not played a Diablo game before, and I know some people who are playing Diablo are going to say, well, yeah, that's normal. But when you get disconnected, all the maps are randomly generated, right? So when you get disconnected and rejoin, it starts you at a checkpoint and wipes the map and your progress. So it resets the map, and that's why I had to do the quest a bunch of times. But the cool thing is that it saves all your gear. So any loot you pick up is still in your inventory. You don't lose progress in terms of your experience or loot. You just lose the progress in terms of the quest and the map.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that keeps it from being totally frustrating and boring, because then it's if you get booted and have to redo the quest, at least the quest items aren't in the exact same place, so you're not just retracing your steps 800 times. So,
yeah.
I mean, there are totally bonuses to that, definitely.
Yeah, and the procedural generation of the maps is really cool, because there's, the hub... I'm trying to explain this. There's the hub map, and then basically you're finding the Cave of Mystery or something, let's say, and the Cave of Mystery is somewhere hidden on this overworld map. And when I was playing, I'd go around the whole map. I usually do the borders first and then fill it in, and going into all the caves and stuff. But if you have to quit before you find the Cave of Mystery, it rejigs the map, so it presents you with an all new layout and all new side quest possibilities. So it's really cool, but it's also really frustrating when you're trying to find this one place and you don't find it and you have to quit, then you have to do the whole map all over again.
Yeah.
So again, most people are probably saying well, that's Diablo, but I don't know.
Still, it's frustrating part of Diablo.
Yeah. Just gotta play it the right way, I guess.
Yes, that's true. But not that many people can be frustrated with Diablo, because Diablo 3 sold 3.5 million copies in the first 24 hours. Blizzard has released the number of copies sold in the first 24 hours of Diablo 3's release, a whopping 3.5 million copies. That does not include the 1.2 million sold as part of the World of Warcraft annual pass deal, or the 1.6 million purchased in the 7 days since the game's release. Overall, to date, Diablo 3 has sold 6.3 million copies, making it the fastest-selling PC game of all time.
Wow.
That's a segue.
I was gonna totally leave it, and you ruined it. SWTOR patch 1.3 details released. BioWare continues to expand on the Old Republic with Allies, a new patch that includes the most requested feature since the launch of the MMO, Group Finder. This addition will give players the ability to easily link up with others to quest or take on flashpoints and operations. Alongside the Group Finder, the patch will add a character transfer feature, new legacy perks, adaptive gear, and the ability to unlock a special augmentation slot for any piece of equipment.
EA and Activision have reached a settlement, but the Infinity Ward case is still on. The settlement was reached last Wednesday involving EA and Activision, although the details of the settlement have not been released. The rest of the lawsuit involving approximately 40 former Infinity Ward studio members, including Jason West and Vince Zampella, will go before the court next week on May 29th.
Speaking of court, court documents reveal new Bungie project. As part of the Activision Infinity Ward court battle, the contract between Bungie and the giant publisher has gone public. The contract details a 10-year agreement to see Bungie release 4 games and 4 downloadable expansions. The first game will be released in the fall of 2013 for the Xbox 360 and its successor as a timed exclusive, with a new entry in the series every other year. The expansions will be released every other year starting in the fall of 2014.
And the troubles at 38 Studios continue. After missing the May 1st deadline on their first loan payment, 38 Studios has paid the state of Rhode Island $1.125 million, but not without the company taking heavy casualties in the form of jobs. All temp and contract workers were let go, and over 300 employees went unpaid this week as the company attempts to pick itself up. 38 Studios' next loan payment is due November 1st in the amount of $2.6 million. Governor of Rhode Island says that it is a priority that 38 Studios stays afloat, but they will be getting no more funding from the state. He also casually dropped the release date for Project Copernicus, which is the MMO based in the Kingdoms of Amalur universe, which we can expect in June 2013. Look for a link to the first look at Project Copernicus in the show notes.
Wii U controller gets a facelift. A QA tester at Traveler's Tales is in the doghouse after tweeting a photo of an updated Wii U controller. One of the biggest changes is the use of analog sticks over the sliders found on the 3DS. Other changes include a few buttons changing positions, a new mystery button, and the addition of the Wii U logo. Those hoping for a name change best change... What the fuck? Change their bets. I must have been high on NyQuil when I wrote this shit. Nintendo plans to unveil the final form of Wii U at E3 2012. Thank God that's over with. I read those and they sounded fine.
Did you read them out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what happened. Must have been just the nerves.
It must have been. I know Quickfire News is very nerve-wracking for you.
Yes.
You seem to be getting the hang of it, though. Except for all the swearing that usually happens by the third or fourth story.
No, I read through them and I thought they were fine, but I think it's just, performance issues.
So there was some news this week that BioWare lays off more SWTOR staff in a quote-unquote restructuring move, and this affects mostly the Austin, Texas branch of the studio. So what we are going to talk about this week is MMOs in general and... dropping subscription numbers, layoffs, and all that kind of fun stuff, and where we think they should go from here, because obviously they totally care about our opinions. So, kick it off, Ryan.
Yes, I will kick it off. And we all know that the doctors are listening, so we'll give them some honest feedback here. In terms of the restructuring, I thought that was interesting. This news pops up all the time. Like, besides the 38 Studios layoffs, that's a different story, but when an MMO is being built, it requires a lot of people, like a huge team to build and launch. But in terms of maintaining the MMO, not as many people are needed. So restructuring is kind of the nice way of saying, like, yeah, we don't need these people anymore because now we're in maintain mode. But again, I guess they would be doing expansions as well, but...
I was just going to ask about the question of expansions, because ever since SWTOR launched, I haven't really been paying that much attention to them. I mean, I know they've been putting out patches left, right, and center, and, you know, they always make a quick news. But all I hear, the biggest complaint about SWTOR is there's no endgame content. So why aren't they keeping these people on and putting out an expansion to try to get back those 400k people they just lost? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. I haven't really been hearing anything about what players are complaining about. Because, I mean, I don't keep my... If I was playing, maybe I'd know. But is there an issue with the end game? If there is, I could see that being solved by patch content rather than expansions. Expansions usually focus on more leveling content rather than like the raiding content. Raiding content usually comes through content patches, but SWTOR is kind of in this weird like post-launch where they're still playing catch-up. Like, oh, WoW has a group finder. Let's build a group finder. You know, mm-hmm. WoW has character transfers. We need character transfers. Stuff like that. And you're right, though. It's weird that they wouldn't keep these people around. And I don't think there was details on like what these people were doing.
No, it was just basically that Austin, Texas lost a bunch of staff, which is really too bad.
Yeah, which is the, like, BioWare is now this worldwide entity, and I guess we can say that it is development staff, because that is where it was developed. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were all development staff.
Yeah, so, I don't know, and there's been no talk of an expansion for SWTOR. I mean, it's only been 3 months since release, but you'd think they'd...
No, it's been more than that. It was released back in...
Oh, God, yeah, it's May, so probably, like... 5-6 months, right?
Yes.
It's May. Oh my god. We'll probably hear about an expansion, I would think, in December when they have the VGA awards. There'll probably be like a stupid trailer along that award show, but...
So you don't think we'll hear any big news from them at E3?
No, I think they're kind of in maintain mode, so they're kind of just laying low.
That's a mistake. That, 'cause honestly, the lack of endgame type content... And the fact that you can only go to, what, level 50?
I think it's 50.
I think. Is the biggest reason I've seen on, mostly on Twitter, from gaming friends saying why they left. So, like, why keep playing? There's nothing new to do. So.
Now, this game is different because it's very story-based. With the legacy system, are they more encouraging people to re-roll a new character when they hit the end game rather than like raiding? Is that maybe the goal?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I think if I got a character all the way to level 50, I would be less inclined to then take a character and start all over again.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's a whole lot of different classes and storylines and everything else, but still.
But you still got to run through the I need 50 power converters. Can you get them
exactly.
for me quests?
Yeah, exactly. Same old gather quests and stuff like that. So
I can see that. Yeah. So you think in order for this game to survive, they need to have some sort of... Well, in terms of the content patches, I haven't seen anything huge in terms of endgame. It's always been addressing like features that are missing. So maybe once they catch up, maybe at E3 we will see some news about... a content patch strictly aimed at the raiders, maybe.
I hope so, because, I mean, like, SWTOR is still something that I would like to pick up eventually at some point. Well, I probably, once I get a little bit further in WoW and kind of get sick of playing there, then I might switch over. Well, not fully switch over, obviously, because I bought the annual pass for WoW, but, you know, like, definitely start looking at SWTOR as an option, as an alternative, and... There's nothing worse than an MMO with no people in it.
Yeah, and the thing about SWTOR is that everything's instance, so even when the servers were really busy, you weren't seeing a lot of people around, because you were always in like a fraction world where,
right?
You know, it was weird. But I don't know if I'll probably go back to it. I think I tried it and I burned out pretty quick, because it's the same thing. It's the same mold. And why would I want to play... I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, so WoW probably would win out in terms of... And I think that's the issue, is that a lot of MMOs are having, is that just WoW does it better.
And, yeah. Which is one thing that I really hope 38 Studios pulls through on this and actually comes out with an MMO and kind of gains some steam again. Because I've heard, like, I mean, I played just the demo of Reckoning. But I liked the combat, and it is different from WoW. And I think that that's kind of what they've been missing is, like, I see you've got it in the notes too, is, like, gameplay. Like, everything feels the same all the time.
Yeah, and then I specifically mentioned, or linked in there, the Hero Engine, which was something that was attached to the Elder Scrolls announcement, and I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. I'm not going to play that, because it's basically a reskin SWTOR, because it's based on the same engine. And the Hero Engine is based heavily off of how WoW works. So, you know, hotbar-based stuff. And I don't know if, like, 38 Studios has released their, like, fly-through trailer, which is just a look at the graphics, and it looks beautiful.
Yes, I agree. I watched it just before we did the show, and as I said in the Quickfire News section, we will be posting a link to that video in the show notes. It's also, I think it was actually posted by 38 Studios on YouTube, so you can go find it there as well. But it does. It looks great. Like, I mean, everything just looks fabulous. It's beautiful. The colors and the textures, it's a little low poly, but I mean, really, that's the style of Reckoning. And yeah. It's a cool style. Like, there's nothing wrong with the style. But
the music
yeah.
was really good too. It's just like standard fantasy background music, yeah. but I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And that's really all we saw. And I don't know if we know what gameplay is going to be like in the MMO. I don't know if they've announced.
No, they haven't given any kind of inkling of what we're going to see. There were, like, in the video, it's just scenery. There's no monsters, there's no characters, there's no gameplay, nothing. It's just a fly through the world, which, you know, is fine because they're still more than a year away from release, but you would think that if they were planning on releasing in 2013, we would have seen some sort of gameplay. Like,
yeah. Do you think it's damage control, that trailer? Or?
Oh, completely.
Okay.
And I don't even think that it's necessarily the best move for them to throw something together as a PR thing. I mean, I think if they just waited a few more weeks and taken some time and, you know, put together something that showed characters or gameplay or both, I think that people would have been, it would have been much more well received. Because right now it's just kind of like, scenery, you know, it's great, but yeah. that doesn't even prove you have a game. That proves you have a concept and an animator, you know.
Kurt Schilling, his Twitter, he's been very forward. He's been very, like, you know, you're hearing the news. I'm not going to comment on the news, but hey, we have a great team. Look at what we're doing. It's great. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm. And it's almost, I like the guy, and I've heard him talk about his products before, and I really enjoy what we've played.
He's very passionate.
Yeah, very passionate. And I can't comment on his baseball skills. I'm not a baseball fan, but I just want to see more, you know. And I think do you think we're gonna get that at E3? You know,
They're gonna have to do something at E3.
Yeah, and that's the issue, is that they don't have a publisher for this game yet. And I saw an article actually before we started recording that EA has come out and said that we currently have no plans to publish the MMO. But we really enjoyed, again, like what we're saying, we really enjoyed the first product from 38 Studios, and we look forward to more. And mm-hmm. I don't know what that says. And I mean, EA's already got a couple. Well, they have SWTOR. Why would they publish a competing product?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the lack of publisher with that. But I mean, I really hope it comes out, because that is one that I think I would pick up right away, because that'll be right around the time where, you know, my year-long subscription with WoW is up, and, you know, like, I'll probably be looking for something kind of the same but kind of different, and, you know, so I wouldn't mind jumping on that bandwagon if they actually come out with it, so.
Yeah, and it'll be subscription-based probably, right? Like, that's what we're assuming.
They're broke, it'll have to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always hate, that's true, and I don't mind subscription-based games as long as it's
good. And I think, I really think, I mean, it's not Reckoning. I don't know what it's going to be called. But Project Copernicus it's been in development for 7 years now.
A long time, yeah.
So, I mean, they've got to have some really good stuff in there. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what it is.
Yeah, so am I. I hope we see more soon, because I'm really getting sick of reading all this negative news. I really want to see them succeed, so it's tough.
Yeah, me too. Anything else you want to say about MMO stuff before we move to listener feedback? The section that everyone's been waiting for?
MMOs. Go buy one today. I don't know. That's all I got.
Good job.
Shilling it out.
So, in listener feedback this week, we got two pieces of feedback. And so these two people are going to be winners of two codes for Diablo. Shocking!
For Diablo 2. Wait, no, that's not right.
No. Diablo 3.
Yes.
These are the 7-day passes that we talked about last week. So, we got an iTunes review in the Canadian store by Nigel Fett, who is Boba Fetish in the chat room. And he says, even though GIS has not played me in any Civ game, it's a great podcast, even if GIS Gamer is not willing to challenge me in any Civ game version 3.25. It is nice to hear a couple of people chat about every level of gaming, from casual phone games to hardcore Xbox and PC gaming. A must for any gamer. So thank you very much, Nigel Fett. We appreciate your review very much. It was 5 stars, too. Oh. 5 full stars.
We wouldn't have read it if it wasn't.
Yes, we would.
Yes, we would have. Well, we're desperate. We got an email from Jordan, mon cousin français. That's not right. I know that's not right. He's probably going to correct me on that. Hey there. First off, I really enjoyed episode 22 and looking forward to future episodes and also to catching up on previous episodes. Oh, he's a fan from the get-go. I thought the episode was very laid back, no stress, jokes here and there, and it really seems like you two have fun doing it, and it makes it more fun for us listeners. I should have changed that to enjoy it as well. I really enjoyed the quickfire news. It saved me search time on Google for the latest news. Now on to Diablo 3. I'm a huge Diablo fan. Been playing the game since they came out with the first one. I still play Diablo 2 and have been playing it for 12 years, and I'm very excited for Diablo 3. So all in all, your podcast is awesome and looking forward to future ones. Keep it up, Jordan.
Well, thank you very much, Jordan. So we know how to get in touch with both of our winners this week, so we will be sending them their codes later on this evening after we finish up with the show.
Which we're going to do right now, right?
Right now.
All right.
It says Ryan in the notes, yes, so I don't want to step on your toes.
Don't, because they're very sensitive toes. Email the show at info@gamersinpodcast.com. You can visit us on the web at gamersinpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. You can find Jocelyn at GIS Gamer, myself at R. Murphy. And don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. You can also find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/TheGamersInn and also on Google+. And also on the VTW forums, but that is a long link. We're going to start posting in there, right, Jocelyn?
Yes,
I'm saying that on the show so we actually do it. And so when we listen, we'll remember that we said we were going to do it.
Very true.
Yes.
So before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to my brother Greg for creating our awesome music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We would also like to thank Joel Duggan of StarCrossed Online, who drew our Twitter avatars. You can find him on Twitter at Joel Duggan or read his comic at www.starcrossedonline.com. So thank you for staying at the Gamers Inn, and remember to tune in next week.
How about that, Diablo? He's quite the demon. Give it up for Diablo.
I would say tomorrow night, but that's not going to happen because I'm going to go see The Avengers.
That's the one with Batman in it, right?
I don't know. I think somebody has a cape because YouTube is pain in the ass and I want to kick it in the balls if it had balls. I'm so mad at YouTube. I just want to Google something. There's things flipping at me. I haven't opened Internet Explorer since I don't want to do that. I want it up here.
I shall try my podcasting voice.
Yay, next week, when we talk about 38 Studios releasing their MMO. It's coming out next week, guys.
Way ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Here's the entire game. Fire sale. Oh.
Are you done yet?
Yeah, I'm done.